And we're going to continue in that message of gratitude. In that message of gratitude. Those that were here in the morning had us read Psalm 150, and I'm going to read it again. It says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in the sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty act, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpets. We don't have one, but we have our voices. Praise him with the Persian's harp. Praise him with the trembles and dance. We've got trembles and we can dance. Praise him with strings and string instruments and organs. And Joe has been very good with us this morning. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with the high sound cymbals. Bless has been on the drums, which is good. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Gratitude. You know, this morning, I was chatting with the ladies, and we're talking about our youthful days and how we look at life at when we were young and when we think the time is not going so quickly. We always sit down and you count the time and say, you know what? It's so slow as young people. Time is so slow. It's not going so quickly. And I remember that when I was young, I was saying to them that when I was young, there was no television. There was no so many television channels in my country. I don't know about the UK, but in my country, there was not many television channels. And television channels on TV doesn't come on until about 4 o'clock. And as young people, during our school holidays, we wait for TV to come on. We're waiting like vultures, like, it will come on at 4 o'clock. It will come on at 4 o'clock. And then you put on the TV at 3 o'clock, and there will be lines on the TV. And those lines, before the lines comes on, I mean, when the line comes on, you'll be hearing music at the background. Even to listen to those music was so good to you, like, I'm just watching the lines on the TV and listening to music. Exactly. And then the next thing, they will sing this country national anthem, and then they will start at 4 o'clock. And TV finish at 12 o'clock. It's between 4 and 12. That's all you have. And you have only two channels. You have only two channels, then it became 5. But those two channels, they go through, I don't know anybody. I mean, when I was growing up, it's what they call Sesame Street. This American thing that they show to us. And you sit there as a child, sit down there and watch it like, wow, this is an interesting program. And that's how you continue with life. But then, life was slow then. But now, you've grown up to this point where you think, where's the time? When did we start January? When did January start? And all of a sudden, everything just goes so quickly. You have more than 150 channels of TV to watch now. You have telephones that will take your time. There's like everything. And everything just goes on so quickly. But we then mourn about it, that time is going too quickly. When we were young, we mourn time doesn't go. When we grow older, we mourn that time goes so quickly. And everything just makes you feel, but in all these things, one of the things that we never sat down to do is to show our gratitude. Because in this time and life, in those seasons that we go through, God has made us go through them for a reason. And for every season and every time. This was not part of my message. What I've just said is not part of my message. But it just what happened this morning. And in all this season and all this time, you just realize that God is in control of every situation that we go through. Is whether it is quick, whether it is slow, God is in charge. How do I know that God is in charge? He did not allow the fact that life is slow to make our life slow. Because the same life we live when we were young, as when it was slow, the same life will continue to live. The same 365 days we have in every year. It doesn't go beyond 365 days. In leap year, 366 days. God has seen us through each day. 24 hours of each day, every minute of each hour, every second of each minute, God has seen us through. And for that reason, we have every reason to be grateful to God. The fact that we go to bed and we wake up, we have every reason to say thank you, God. Because many people will go to bed and not wake up. The fact that we can walk around and do things ourselves, we have every reason to be grateful to God. The fact that we can even sit down and watch those TVs, we have every reason to be grateful to God. The fact that we have the phone, because sometimes we mourn our children for staying so long on the phone. But then, we should be grateful to God that there's something that is happening around us. The information that is flowing around us. Sometimes the news might not be too good. Sometimes the news might be good. But God is in everything. At the beginning of the year, as a fellowship and as a church, we gathered and we prompted ourselves and have the motto by holding on to Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, and which is, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I'm God the Almighty. And as the year, we started the year, we acknowledge God as God Almighty that will lead us through the year. And I can tell you 2018, I've seen God show himself as Almighty. I've seen God show himself as Almighty. We have our ups and downs. We have every situation that we go through. As a church, as a fellowship, we went through ups and downs. But one thing I keep reassuring myself with and which keep coming back to me is that is the Alpha and the Omega, is the beginning and the end. Sometimes you just ask yourself, when is this going to stop? But then, God is in it. He's the beginner. He won't stop because God is at the end. He's seeing us through. He will continue to lead us. He will continue to guide us. When we go through difficult times, sometimes we just think, why am I going through this? But God is seeing us through so that he can bring us into a new level, into a new opportunity. The storm, just as everyone will confirm, the storm, the church had its own storm. We went through times when we were very few in numbers. Sometimes we just feel, where are the people? There's sometimes we just feel, what's happening? But God is seeing us through. We looked at the roof and we said, what can we do? How are we going to survive with this roof? And promptly, the idea of roof fund came up. And all of a sudden, everybody started mocking in and throwing in, and we started putting in. And we're now able to raise some money, which we're putting forward for the roof fund, which is a good idea. This is some of the things that we go through as a fellowship. We went through the fellowship. We had baptism as a fellowship. We have teaching in reaching out as a fellowship. We have everything, but God has kept us together. Trying times, tough times, but God has kept us together. And he just makes us understand that because he's in our boat, we were never consumed. He was able, we had a storm, but he was able to see us through. There was never a time that the door of the church was shut down and said, nobody should come in here, there's no fellowship, nothing. God saw us through because he is God. As individuals, we went through difficult times as well, health challenges, different things that come up. And sometimes you kneel down in your prayer time and you're praying, God, we need your answer. We need you to reveal yourself. But you see, in all these things, God is taking us through to show that he's a great God. And one of the words that God gave our brother Terry, which God also gave me, was the fact that trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. It is lean not on your own understanding. Because sometimes you want God to do things your way. You want God to, I want God now. I want this place to be like this. I want that. But no. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thought. As far as the heaven is, so is his thought and his ways. And as a result, when we surrender ourselves to God's way, he shows us his power. And that is what has happened in this fellowship. And for that, I am forever grateful to God. That is what God has done. I'm forever grateful to God for the way he has led us. He has shown us his power and his will. Individually, we had our challenges. Many of us that work, we also have our challenges. I can give testimony of the challenges I have with work and how God has seen me through. And many of our people here can also give evidence of the challenges they have with work and God has seen them through. But one thing is sure, that God's power is manifested in our weakness. God's power is manifested in our weakness because that is his promise. His promise is that I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is his promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So because his promise, the Bible says that God will never change his promises. He will never change in his word. And because he's made that promise, he fulfilled that promise in us. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 5, where he said, even if we pass through fire, it will not burn us. Let me quickly turn to that chapter. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 5. But now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Listen to those words. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. So, you know, what God is saying to you is that you are his. He's your redeemer. He's called you by your name. He's called me by my name. He's called me David by my name. He's called you. He's called Terry. He's called our brother Andrew. He's called Regina. He's called Kay. He's called Les and Val. He's called Jackie. He's called Daniel. He's called each and every one of us by our name. And he says, I have called him by thy name because we are his. The moment we give our life to him, we become his own. So whatever we go through, he goes through with us. Whatever challenges we go through, he goes through with us. He said, when thou pass through the water, I will be with thee. Through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, I am with thee. I will bring the seed from the east and gather thee from the west. That's what God has done for you this year. He's not saying you will not go through the fire. Listen to that word. He didn't say you will not go through the fire. He said, but when you go through those fire, I will be with you. And one of the things that came to mind easily for me is those three Hebrew brothers in when they said they would not bow down to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar had built that they should worship. And they said, no, we will not bow down to this idol of the Babylonians. And they refused to. And what happened? The king said, if you don't, we're going to burn you down. We're going to throw you into the fire. And interestingly, the Bible says that those that threw them into the fire died from the flame. Just from the flame, they died. But they threw them into the fire. But you see, as they threw them into those fires, it was for a testimony. One of the biggest testimony of all time. They were thrown into the fire, and the fire did not burn them. But what happened in the fire? there was a fourth man that was seen in the fire. And the king said, I see a man here, and his likeness is like the Son of God. And I see a man here whose likeness is like the Son of God. Maybe, this is it. Maybe what you're going through is for someone to see a man who is like the Son of God. Maybe what you've been through in life, the challenges that 2018 has thrown at you, is for someone to testify of the goodness of God in your life. And that is why, when you're going through all this, know that I'm not alone. Christ is with me. God is with me. And because of that, I am grateful for what I've been through. I am grateful for the challenges that I've gone through. I'm grateful for the fact that life has thrown its challenges at me and I'm able to stand. Because I'm not standing alone. I'm standing with God with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As a result of all this, we can say, as the psalmist says, praise him in Psalm 150 verse 2. Praise him for his mighty heart. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. That's what Psalm 150 verse 2 says. Praising God for his mighty heart. Life has thrown those challenges at us, but God has seen us through. And by his grace, we were not consumed. By his power, we are kept alive, and we are able to give testimony of what God has done. And many testimonies will abound here in this fellowship of what God has done. His mighty power sustained us as a fellowship. And as individual, his mighty power sustained us, has kept us. Sometimes it can be very difficult to stand up from the bed and come to church on a Sunday morning. Sometimes, you know, you just want to lie down, have a rest and everything. But God has seen you through. And sometimes as well, it's difficult to wake up and go to work. When you have to do long days of work and do all those things, you just feel like, what? But God has been the one that has sustained us. He has empowered us. He's given us the right, the power to just carry on. And all those challenges is because we have to, is because the world itself is full of battles and which we have to fight. But one thing is sure, it was our Alpha and Omega. It was at the beginning. He's with us in the journey of life, and he will be with us at the end of the journey. And he was up to all this, his name, throughout the journey. He showed himself mighty in everything that he did this year. And as a result, we thank God for his greatness. If we cast our mind back to the journey of 2018, we'll see that there are numerous reasons to thank God today. If you start counting, and that's what I'm inviting you to do this morning. If you start counting what God has done for you, when you start looking at everything, the challenges that you face, those things that have broken you down, those things that have made you feel, is it worth it? Those things that have made you feel, what am I, what is this? What is this? Those things that, those battles that you fought inside yourself, those, you know, some battles you can't even say it out. You just start battling in your heart and like, hang on a minute, am I going to break down here? And when you go through those things, you just look at it and say, wow. But God has seen you through. When you start counting, you just see the numerous reasons to give thanks to God today. You definitely, you have reason to give thanks to God today. Like that songwriter says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your troubles as well. Name them one by one. And you will see that God has seen you through. Because that is it. That is your blessings. Those things that you battled through and God saw you through. Those are the things you want to say. And what came to mind as well is the way Moses, after he crossed the Red Sea, how he started that song in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. He said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and his riders has he thrown into the sea. Those battles, if you've not won them, you won't be here today. Some of them will have consumed you, but basically, God has kept your head. Someone prayed this morning, said, I mean, it was a song that Les, I think it was Les sang it, that in the storm, you kept my head above the storm. Was it a song that you sang, Les?
When you walk through a storm.
Yes.
Yeah. Walk on with God.
Yeah. Alone. Yeah. So basically that's what God has done to you. That storm will come. You remember he said in this world you will see trouble. The storm will come, but God has kept your head above the storm. He was not going to leave you alone. He was not going to let you go alone. And that's what Moses saw. If you are in the shoe of the children of Israel at that time, put yourself in that position where you had the horses and the riders and Pharaoh are behind you, and you have that great water in front of you, and you see, and you look at it and like, what am I going to? What am I going? Where? This is the end. This is a destruction. We're going to die here. And then all of a sudden, the Red Sea, tire parting. Everything's like going through, like. And that is what God has done for you. Maybe you might not look at it at the magnitude of the Red Sea parting. That's what God has done for you. The battle, the sickness, the weakness, everything is right there chasing you about. And God is parting the Red Sea for you, saying, don't worry, I'll give you a lifeline. This is the lifeline. The sea is parting, and you're walking through dry land. And God is seeing you to the end of 2018. Maybe many, many doctors will have told you, maybe you won't see beyond 2018. You know, like the prophet said to Ezekiah, pack your bag. It's time to die. And Ezekiah went before God and laid his prayer points and said, God, why should I die? And God gave him a lifeline, another 15 years. And the door, the Red Sea for Ezekiah was parted. And he was seeing another 15 years. God was seeing him through. Many a times, people will have told you, oh, maybe that's it then. That might be the end of the journey. No, God see you through. God is seeing you through. Your Red Sea, and so you can come at the end of the journey and say, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and his riders has he thrown into the sea. The storm of life sometimes can create fear and doubt. And as Christians, we're not exempted from fear and doubt. That is one thing we should know now. Because the devil throw that at you like, oh, that's it. But one thing is sure, those that trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. Those that trust in the Lord. It is not you. It is the strength of God in you that has been renewed. Jesus encouraged us. He said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. As an overcomer, he did not just overcome the world. We became overcomers as well because of him. And therefore, the challenges of life that come to us, we've overcome it because Christ has overcome. And all we have to do is praise and be grateful to him. Psalm 100 verse 5 says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. In another Bible verse, his mercy endureth forever, and his truth endure to all generation. The truth of God is this: God is not a man that he should lie, son of man that he should repent. If he says it, he will do it. If God has promised you, he will never let you down. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So when you're going through that troubled time, things that he wants you to remember is that I've told you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. A promise that is made by God himself. And that is for you, and that's for me. So when life throws its challenges at us, Our gratitude is that he never left us nor forsake us. Many friends will depart easily. It's very easy. I mean, in the world that we live in today, it's very easy for friends to tell you, oh, you're on your own now. Thank you. I turn my back on you. I think I've got a lot of things to deal with. I mean, I've got how many billions of people that God has, trillions of people that is in the earth that God is dealing with. And it's only you. You're carrying your trouble. But no. He said he knows you by name, one by one. Every hair, every hair of your head, he knows. Everything about you, he knows. So he will never, his promise is that I will keep you in perfect peace. Those whose mind is stayed on me. All he asks you is to stay your mind on him, and he will show you his power. And that is why we're grateful to him, because he kept his promises. In 2018, the challenges as a nation is enough for us to speak about today. Brexit or no Brexit, Remain Brexit, everything. And sometimes we have this fear of what will happen. What will happen? Sometimes we are even more afraid than the politicians, because we start looking at it, what will happen to work? What will happen to business? What will happen to this? What will happen to our community? What will happen to this? But remember what Psalm 20 verse 7 says. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So basically, that is our watchword. All those things happened, but we are still here. And as we go into 2019, it will continue to happen, but we'll still be here because we are in the plan of God. We are not in the plan of man. We are in the plan of God. And his plan for us is a good plan. No matter what the world says, the plan, whether Brexit or no Brexit, the plan of God for us is a good plan. The plan to prosper us. The plan to make our life better. The plan to make our community better. The plan to show his glory in our community. That is what God wants to do for us. And he will never fail in his plan. His plan, because it is his plan, he never fails in his plan. So basically, all he's asking us to do is to remain in his plan. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. As we round up 2018, God is still in the business of meeting needs. God is still in the business of meeting needs. And is there anything that you're still looking at God for? Is there anything that you want to, you do not want to carry over to 2019? Are there Egypts or Egyptians that you will not want to see anymore when you turn around in 2019? God can do it. God can do it. It didn't take him more than a day to do a miracle for the children of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25 to 7, 1 to 20. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25. As Bible students, I believe we know this story very well, which is a very lovely story of a prophet. Second Kings chapter 6, from verse 25. It talked about a famine in the land of Samaria. And this land had been besieged by the Syrian Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. And he besieged Samaria, and they had nowhere, they had no food, nothing. And it was so tough that the man of God, Elisha, was now called upon to speak to the elders of the community. And he said, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, there will be surplus of food in the land. And some people that were there, the doubting Thomases were like, hang on, even if we plant the seed today, how will it grow tomorrow? But he said, by this time tomorrow, God will show you a sign. 2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 25 to 7, 1 to 20. And what was interesting about that story was that God fulfilled his word. The king, for all of us, what happened was that the people that were surrounding them were being, there was a mighty noise that drove them out of their barracks, and they all ran away. And some lepers saw that there were plenty of food somewhere. They even had their fill before they even came to tell everyone that, look, there's food here. Let's go and tell them in Israel, in Samaria, that there's food. And they went and told them. And that food supply was able to meet the need of a whole community. The food in a camp was able to meet the whole community. And it happened in one day. It happened in one day. And that miracle of surplus can still be yours today. God is still in the business of miracle and meeting need. Maybe you're here today and you're thinking, over the years, you struggled. Over the years, you struggled. There's still one more day to the end of the year. And as you show your gratitude to God today, He will open the heavens and bless the rest of the day that's left in 2018. And your testimony will abound. I want you to just bow your head this morning. Just bow your head. And let's just pray. The miracle of one day. That miracle happened in the scripture. And it can happen to you. Is there anything in your heart that you want God to deal with between now and tomorrow, which is the 31st? Why don't you speak to God right now? Why don't you speak to God right now? Let God deal with that situation. As you thank Him, as you show your gratitude to Him, let Him meet those things. Let Him deal with your situation. Just speak to Him right now. Speak to God right now. Is there anything too hard for you? 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 He's the God of all flesh. There's nothing that is impossible for Him. You might look at it and say, it's just 24 hours left, or less than 48 hours left for the end of the year. God wants to say to you this morning that I'm the God of all flesh. I can make it happen. I can show you my greatness. Why don't you speak to Him this morning? Why don't you tell Him? These Egyptians that I'm seeing, I don't want to see them anymore. My Red Sea needs to part. My Red Sea needs to part. God, I'm calling upon you right now to show forth your power and your glory as I praise you, as I honor you, as I worship you. Just speak to him right now. Just talk to him. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heirs of salvation, purchased of blood, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all that day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. One by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord.